Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Chon Malach Hashem Saviv L'Reyo V'Yechaltzim. The angel of Hashem camps around about them that fear him and delivers them. The singer declares, those who fear Hashem need not plead much, for the angel of Hashem camps around about them to bring them deliverance. Thus he says further, for he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all ways. And the Torah also says, the angel of his presence saved them. Pasuk found in Shayohu, the angel who had redeemed me from all evil. Pasuk found in Chumash Bereishis. Some say that keeping the mitzvahs is a man's protective angel. They camp around about him to inspire him, to guard him against committing transgression. Our sages relate about a certain man that when he was about to commit a sin, his tzitzit struck him in the face and he held back. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Tamu ru'u ki tov Hashem ashrei hagever yechzebo. Savor and see you that Hashem is good. Happy is the man who takes refuge in him. Look well and see the many different kinds of trees Hashem has planted in the world, when a single kind would have been enough. You will admit that Hashem is good. He desires to benefit humankind. Therefore has he also doubled man's organs, giving him two eyes and two ears. Happy is the man who takes refuge in him, since Hashem has provided him with more than the barest necessities. Savor and see, by means of your senses and your intellect, understand that Hashem is good. He accepts human prayer, and on occasion he also helps without our having to pray to him. Should one ask why the wicked sometimes prospers and the righteous suffer, let him first savor and see. Look deeply into the Torah in order to fathom the profundity of this matter. The Torah is likened to salt, and one does not recite the bracha over bread without first dipping it into salt. That is to say, the Torah sweetens our understanding of things. The good of the wicked may actually be to his detriment, while the suffering of the tzaddik is not to his detriment at all. You may ask, if Hashem loves the pauper, why does he keep him in a state of poverty? The answer is, savor and see you that Hashem is good. Study the matter deeply and you will realize that it is to the benefit of the poor man that he takes refuge in him instead of taking refuge in wealth. The pauper who all his life puts his trust in Hashem is happier than the rich man who trusts in his riches. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Yiru es Hashem kedoshav ki ein machzol reyav. Who fear you, Hashem, his saintly ones, for there is no want to them who fear him. His saintly ones who are content with little and do not strive for wealth, fear not that you will lack bread, for there is no want to them who fear him. His saintly ones control their lust for things of this world, and they abandon its affairs. The Torah says to them, only fear the Lord. Do not be concerned about your daily bread. Although we see poverty-ridden tzaddikim, affluent evildoers, and the final reckoning that man is rich, who is content with his portion, who regards all things that happen to him as being for his good. This is the meaning of do good, O Hashem, to the good and to them that are upright in their hearts. The good that Hashem grants them is in their hearts. It lies in the fact that they are content with their portion. Accordingly, our sages have taught, do not be envious of the table of kings, for your table is greater. Your table lacks nothing, but it is otherwise for their table. Similarly, they said, the entire world is sustained in the merit of my son Chanina ben Dosa. But Chanina, my son, is content with a basket of carob from one Shabbos to the next. That is to say, he is content with his portion and is blessed in his belly. His belly is content with that alone. Accordingly, the scripture says here that there is no want to them who fear him. It does not say that they have riches, rather that they lack nothing. But the young lions lack and suffer hunger, for their appetites are never even half satisfied. Fear you, Hashem, his saintly ones. The closer you are to Hashem, the more you are to fear him. Unlike for a king of flesh and blood, nor must you think of this as a flaw in yourself. When one fears a human king, it is a sign that he has done something wrong, which gives rise to this fear. But there is no want, lack of flaw, to them who fear him. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Kefirim Roshu Re'evu, Bedorshe Hashem, The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek Hashem will not want any good thing. The young lions, a metaphor for strong and industrious people, can be so poor as to lack bread to eat. They lack and suffer hunger. But they who seek Hashem, not only do they not lack bread, they will not want any good thing found anywhere on earth. Let no man say, why should I be among those who devote themselves to Torah study? I see that they lack bread, while the unlearned are stuffed with all good things. For there is want not only to them who fear Him, and there is wealth not only to the ignorant and the wicked. We can also see young lions lack and suffer hunger, and they who seek Hashem do not want any good thing, so choose the Torah. Young lions, people who devour great quantities of food, lack and suffer hunger all the time. But they who seek Hashem and simply want enough bread to eat will not want any good thing. Thus lions may go hungry for lack of prey, as it says, the old lion perishes for lack of prey, a pasuk that's found in Eiv. But they who seek Hashem will not want any good. Hashem nourishes the frail creatures, example, the fetus in the womb and the chick within the egg, the bird in flight, the fish in the sea, and the tiny ant. Yet He may hold back nourishment from the predatory lion. Similarly, the Torah says in Mishlei, Hashem will not cause the soul of the righteous to famish. Then again, the singer says, only young lions whose sole purpose is to gorge themselves always feel that they lack and suffer hunger. But they who seek Hashem, whose sole aim is to attain spiritual perfection, will not want any good thing. The reason is that man was not created to live in luxury, and the proof is that Hashem only made garments of skin for Adam and Chava. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. L'chuvanim shimuli yiras Hashem elamedchem. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Hashem. Having said earlier, fear you, Hashem, His saintly ones, for there is no one to them who fear Him. David goes on to declare his readiness to teach anyone to fear Hashem. Thus he speaks to children who naturally have to be taught. Children, not to be compared, is learning acquired in one's youth and learning acquired in one's old age. When a father trains his young son to perform good deeds, it is like teaching him to journey in the desert or to sail the seas. The seasoned sailor navigates the ship at will and safely brings it to the port of his choice. He is not like the fool who does not know how to go to the city, a pasuk that's found in Kehelis. The essence of all learning is to fear Hashem, as the pasuk says in Chumash Devarim, that he may learn to fear Hashem his God. The pasuk says, L'chu vanim, literally, go you children, rather than bo'u banim, telling them to come. This may be clarified by means of a parable. A man was carrying a heavy load on his shoulders when someone approached him and said, come back over here, I have something to tell you. Said the man in his heart, I greatly value every step I have already taken. How can I now go back bearing this load merely to hear what he has to say? If, however, the other had said instead, you continue walking in the same direction as before, and I will just walk alongside you and speak my words, the carrier would have heard him out. Similarly, the pasuk says, people are preoccupied with earning a livelihood and the raising of children. If now someone would come along and say to them, cast off the yoke of daily life and come to the house of Torah study, their reply would be, who will provide for us and our families? Accordingly, David the Melech says, go you children, listen to me. You continue doing what you have been doing all along. What I am about to say to you will not diminish your income. You can work and at the same time fear Hashem. It is possible to conduct one's business affairs and guard against evil talk. One can merit to possess both worlds simply by setting aside fixed times for Torah study during the week and especially on the Shabbos. If a person controls himself and forgoes uttering even one unnecessary sentence, his stature is great beyond measure. The sages of the Talmud teach, when a man is God-fearing, his words are heeded. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim ohev yomim liros tov. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Who is the man who desires life in this world and loves many days that he may see good in the world to come? Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. That's going to be in the next pasuk. Compare it to a man on an island who has in his possession a single measure of wheat. If he needs it for planting to ensure a supply of life-saving food in the future, he will not sell it, not even for many gold coins. If, however, he means to eat it at once, it will be less precious in his eyes, and he will readily trade it for a loaf of bread. Similarly, the present pasuk speaks of the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good. He wants to live, and he wants all his days to be happy ones, both in this world and the world to come. He especially wants life in the world to come, which is the essence of living, as it says, "You make me know the path of life. At your right hand are pleasures forever." For life in this world is not pleasant, and the essence of good is the world to come. Are you the man who desires true life and not merely illusory life? Then guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. A subtle interpretation is based on the following teaching of the Gemara. The Torah says, "Wherefore does a living man complain, a strong man live because of his sins?" A pasuk is found in Eicha. Why is the life you have given to him not enough for him? Rashi explains, "Despite all the kindness that I bestow upon him, why does a man complain of what befalls him? Did he then overcome his sins and cease to sin against me? Does he live in righteousness?" Simri David says here, "Who's the man who desires life? To whom Hashem grants it. Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. If troubles beset you, guard your tongue not to complain. Accept them with love, for the mere possession of life is a loving kindness." Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14, Netzor Lashon Chomeira Utsvasecho Midaber Mirma. Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Do not bear false witness and do not curse. Speaking guile means saying one thing with the lips and something else with the heart. Do not be a hypocrite, pretending to your fellow men that you wish him well, while in your heart you devise evil against him. As it says, "Devise not evil against your neighbor, seeing he dwells securely with you," a pasuk found in Mishlei. A peddler would regularly pass through the towns around Sippori, hawking his wares. "Who is the man that desires to buy the elixir of life?" he would cry, and the people crowded about him. Rav Yanai in his castle once happened to hear the cry, and he invited the man inside to show him his wares. "Neither you nor the likes of you have need of my wares," responded the peddler. But Rabbi Yanai insisted, and the man entered. Opening the book of Psalms, Rav Yanai showed him the pasuk that says, "Who is the man who desires life?" And the following psukim, "Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good." As we're going to learn in the next pasuk. He added, Shlomo too proclaimed, "Whoso guards his mouth and his tongue, guards his soul from troubles." Pasuk that's found in Mishlei. All my life I've been reciting this pasuk, and I did not know its plain meaning until this peddler came along and made it known to me. Therefore did Moshe warn the Jews, "This will be the law of the Metzora." Read, "This will be the law of the man who talks evil against others." Moshe Shembra, literally, "who gives a bad name." We must understand what was it exactly that the peddler added to Rav Yana's knowledge. After all, he merely repeated a known pasuk in the Torah. Some say that Rav Yana found it difficult to understand why the pasuk appears in the form of a question. Who is the man? The peddler also framed the same question. When Rav Yana saw how it stirred and inspired the people who came flocking, he understood that this was also the reason it appears in the Torah in the form of a question. It was meant to challenge and stir up the people. Others say that the peddler here added, "Keeping away from evil talk not only prevents death, but it also adds life." The people would come to Zippori on account of its clear, bracing air. Thus the Talmud relates that Rebbe was brought there from Tveria when he was very ill, for the air in Zippori was healing. For this very reason, the peddler had chosen the towns around Zippori as his route, to admonish the people that instead of seeking sundry other health cures, the best advice was to be found right here in Sefer Tehillim. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Sur Meirov, Asetov, Bakei shalom rafeu. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. If a man desires to attain intellectual perfection, he must first perfect his character traits. Thus it said earlier, come you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Hashem. In other words, fear of Hashem is the key to intellectual attainment. As it says, the beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem. It's found later on in Sefer Tehillim. David warns against corruption to keep away from bad habits. Depart from evil and do good in this order. It is like caring for a wound. First wash it and only then apply the medication. If you see evil in others, it's a sign that a bit of evil has adhered to you. Hence, the best advice is to depart from evil and do good. You will then get others to do good. Our sages have inferred the following teaching. If your friend is in the habit of greeting you to say shalom, greet him before he greets you. As it says, seek peace, shalom, and pursue it. This is inherent in the meaning of seek. There is no seeking unless one expects to find. Find whom? Find the man who customarily greets you with shalom. It was common knowledge that keeping away from evil talk is conducive to life in the world to come. Then this peddler came along to inform us that it is also conducive to life in this world. As it says, who is the man who desires life in this world as while he is still a man? Based on the present pasuk, our sages have also inferred that through acts of loving kindness, a person merits to eat of their fruits in this world, while the principles reserved for him in the world to come. As it says, he that follows after righteousness and loving kindness finds life, prosperity, and honor. A pasuk is found in Mishlei. He finds everlasting life in the world to come, and prosperity and honor in this world. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16. Enei Hashem el tzadikim v'oznev v'shamosam. The eyes of Hashem are towards the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Whoever adheres to this way of life is called God-fearing and righteous, and he's under Hashem's supervision in everything. The eyes of Hashem are towards the righteous. If stricken by any affliction, let him but cry out to him, for his ears are open to their cry. Then again, the Torah says here that on occasion the tzaddik suffers in order to cry out to Hashem, for Hashem desires the prayers of the righteous. Therefore, the eyes of Hashem are towards the righteous, overseeing and judging minutely their deeds, for his ears are open to their cry. Hashem says, when will they cry out to me, cleave to me during prayer? When will they merit to come close to me so that I may bring them deliverance? It's also indicated that if a man wants his prayers to be accepted, let him be careful to keep away from evil talk. Why is it that the eyes of Hashem are towards the righteous and his ears are open to their cry? For they guard their tongues from speaking evil. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. The Pasuk reads, B'nei Hashem ve'osei ro la'achriz me'eret zichro. The face of Hashem is against evildoers, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Now David addresses the problem of why the wicked prosper. The truth is that the face of Hashem is against the evildoers to remove them from the world. What is the difference between the righteous and the wicked? It is that the eyes of Hashem are towards the righteous and his ears are open. Whenever the tzaddikim in their suffering turn to Hashem for his merciful intervention, they are answered. But the divine wrath against the wicked persists to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The face of Hashem also means the face of anger. The face of Hashem is turned benignly towards the righteous to benefit them, but is turned towards the wicked to their woe. The Torah makes it plain that Hashem is known and his name is recognized only by his actions, by the showing of his face. Hashem is not known in his own actual reality. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. So Aku v'Hashem Shomeya mikol tzorosam hitzilam. They cried and Hashem hears or heard and delivers them from all their troubles. Now David brings proof that the eyes of Hashem are towards the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. For behold, they cried, and Hashem hears. He hears them more than once, and delivers them from all of their troubles. Another interpretation says, when they cried, the wicked turned away from their evil, and cried out to him, Hashem hears. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Korov Hashem, v'nishperei lev, v'zdakei ruach yoshia. Hashem is near to them who are of broken heart, and he delivers such as are of contrite, crushed spirit. When the wicked become broken hearted and return to Hashem, through repentance, Hashem is near to them. Hashem delivers such as are of a contrite spirit, that is, those who crush their egos and passions that prevent them from repentance. These pesukim mention three levels of righteousness. On the lowest plane stands those who must plead for mercy before they are answered. This corresponds to his ears are open to their cry, but not before they cry. On another plane are the righteous who are answered even before they ask. They cried and Hashem heard them before they cried. As the prophet also says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. A pasuk found in Yeshayahu. On the third plane stand those who do not even cry out to him. For Hashem is already near to them who are of broken heart, and he delivers such as are of contrite spirit. Hashem is near to them who are of a broken heart. Our sages teach, if one is altogether broken hearted every day, and his spirit is humble, and his speech is sparse, Hashem's Shekhinah walks with that man. Pasuk 20. Rabois ro'o sadik umukulam yatilenu Hashem. Many are the ills of the righteous man, but Hashem saves him from all of them. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Shomer kol asmosav achas mehena lo nishbora. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Many are the ills of the righteous man. Hashem will often test the tzaddik for his own good, to vindicate his righteousness before mankind. But Hashem saves him from all of them. He will not succumb in any of these trials. As it says, for a righteous man falls seven times and rises up again, but the wicked stumble under adversity. Pasuk that's found in Mishlei. The singer explains that the difference between the wicked man and the righteous man is evident in the way they are affected by afflictions. Many are the ills of the righteous man, notwithstanding that he is struck by many terrible afflictions. Hashem saves him from all of them. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. But evil, even a single affliction, will kill the wicked. When the wicked who hate the righteous see this, all of them will be condemned. They will recognize they have only themselves, their own wickedness, to blame. They will then regret their hatred of the tzaddik and admit Hashem redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them who take refuge in him will be desolate. Many are the ills of the righteous man. Though many ills afflict the tzaddik, he remains a tzaddik. As it says about Eov, for all this Eov did not sin by cursing Hashem. Therefore Hashem saves him from all of them. Another interpretation says, many are the ills of the righteous. Hashem afflicts the tzaddik many times. He divides the punishment into many small doses to make them bearable. Thereby Hashem saves him from all of them. But he collects from the wicked all at one time. Hence the meaning of evil, one affliction will kill the wicked. As it says in Yeshayahu, woe to the wicked one, it will be ill with him. Hashem does not bring upon him more than one affliction. This may also be clarified by means of the following parable. A king decreed that anyone violating a certain royal command was to be stoned. A heavy stone was to be cast upon him. One time it so happened that the king's own son disobeyed the king's command. The royal ministers met in council to decide what to do. How could they uphold the law and yet spare the life of the prince? They ruled that a large stone be crushed into a fine powder and the powder cast upon the king's son. Thus the scripture says here, Hashem brings down affliction upon the wicked man all at one time, but upon the tzaddik he brings down many ills. Pasuk Chavbeis, Pasuk 22, Temos says, Roshu ro'ov v'sonei tzaddik yeshamu, evil will kill the wicked, and they that hate the righteous will be condemned. The evil that the wicked do destroys them. They are destroyed by the very evil they plot against the righteous. As it says, he has dug a pit and has hollowed it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. Unlike the tzaddik who endures in the face of many ills, the wicked man is brought down by a single evil. They that hate the righteous, they rejoice in the troubles of the tzaddik, will be condemned to suffer punishment. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk 23. Poda Hashem Nefesh Avodom Hashem redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them who take refuge in him will be desolate, condemned. If his servants commit sin, he redeems them from their sin. None of them who take refuge in him will be desolate. They will not regret having taken refuge in him. But the wicked who harm those who take refuge in him will regret it. Another interpretation says, Hashem redeems the soul of his servants from sin, and none of them who take refuge in him will be condemned. Even at times the tzaddik stumbles and wrongs another person, Hashem redeems him by inclining the heart of the wrong person to accept a reconciliation. Perek, chapter 35, Pasuk 1. The David Rivon Hashem es Yerivai Lecham es Lochamoy. A psalm of David, strive, O Hashem, with them that strive against me, fight against them that fight against me. In the previous psalm, David said, many are the ills of the righteous. Accordingly, he now pleads for divine help in the wars against his enemies. Hashem should save him from those of his adversaries who openly come out against him with the sword and the spear, and also save him from his hidden foes who repay his friendship and brotherliness with hostile intrigue against him. Their defeat and ruin will sanctify Hashem's name and be a source of hope and encouragement to all the persecuted. Some say that David offered this prayer for deliverance just prior to confronting Goliath. The psalm begins with a double plea. Strive, O Hashem, with them that strive against me. Fight against them that fight against me. May Hashem fight his battles for him in one war after another. David asked for help against three kinds of enemies: Shaul and Absalom, those who fought battles for them, and the hostile masses among the people. Thus he says, strive, O Hashem, with them that strive against me, those who are my actual enemies. Fight against them that fight against me. In their cause and elsewhere in this psalm, he speaks out against the people who were hostile to him. Pasuk Beis. Hachazek Mogein Betzino Vekuma Bezvasi. Take hold of a shield and a buckler and rise up to my help. Pasuk Gimel. Vehorek Chani Suskor Likras Rotfoy Emor Lenafshi Shuasech Oni. Draw out the spear and close the battle axe against them that pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your deliverance. Shield and buckler. It would appear that the shield was made of wood and the buckler was fur. Rise up to my help, as it says, a king sits on the throne of judgment, pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Let Hashem rise from his throne to help the man who loves him. When I battle my enemies, take hold of my shield and buckler and rise up to my help. But I will pray that it does not come to this. Rather, draw out the spear and close against them that pursue me. Then they will not come against me at all. The spear has a blade, just as his sword has a handle and a blade. David thus says in effect, draw out the blade from the spear. Come, close the path against them that pursue me, so they will not reach me. In moments of confusion and helplessness, say to my soul, I am your deliverance. Strengthen me and give me courage by the promise of your help. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Yevoshu v'yekolmu mevakshei nafshi yisogu ochor v'yachpuru chosvei ro'ose. Let them be ashamed and disgraced who seek after my soul, my life. Let them be turned back and their faces be humiliated who devise my hurt. My enemies will be disgraced when proven futile. You will come against them with the sword and the spear, and they will be turned back from pursuing me. For having sought my life, they will be disgraced by the failure of their attempt. Let them be ashamed and disgraced who seek after my soul. This may be understood in the light of the teaching of our sages, that one who shames another will himself be shamed in the end. Such people will be driven from the world by an angel of Hashem that will expose the infamy before all peoples on earth. Those who devise my hurt will be turned back and their faces humiliated. They will be as chaff before the wind, the angel of Hashem trusting them. Pasuk 5. Yu kamotz tifnei ruach malach Hashem docha. Let them be as chaff before the wind, the angel of Hashem trusting them. Trusting. David asked that his foes be as chaff before the wind. Let them be as flimsy straw that is easily scattered by every wind. when they find something to hold on to, just as wind-driven straw is at times struck in fence, or they are held up by some other obstacle, let the angel of Hashem sweep them away. In another sense, let them be like wind-driven chaff, each stalk separate from the other. May my enemies fail to unite so that their efforts to trap me will then be in vain. The angel of Hashem trusting them at all times, never allowing my enemies any respite.